Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Outlier Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlin, and this weekend on IDTV Investigation Discovery, Sunday night, March 17th, if you're not too passed out after St. Patty's Day, and then Monday, March 18th, both nights at 9 p.m., you can watch the new docuseries, Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. This will also be streaming on Max. Now, I have watched this and wow. I mean, this was also particularly scary to me, as when I was younger, all I wanted to be was a child actor. And yeah, I'm kind of glad looking back that I did not pursue that. But when I was a kid, I was so into it. I won pageants. I was always doing theater and auditioning. And when I was a kid, I was doing adult theater. And I was looking back at a few things, and I just remembered some things that were inappropriate. And like, thank goodness I was never, ever physically touched or anything like that. Thank the Lord. But certain things that I think about. I was 16 in this professional production of Carousel, the musical. And the man, yes, the man that played my father in the show, he gave me a necklace as a gift, sort of in the middle of the run. He never touched me or anything like that, but he didn't give anyone else a gift. He literally gave me this necklace and he's like, I just think you're doing this great job and I really enjoyed working with you. And he was at least 35. And I don't know, I think about that sometimes. Was that inappropriate or was it not? Was he just being nice? And then there was this other time I was in the ensemble of a professional production of Jesus Christ Superstar, and I think I was 9 or 10, or maybe 10 and 11, either way, very young, and some of the adult cast thought it would be fun to teach me words like dildo, and when I would say, what's that, they'd say, oh, a dildo is a microphone, so can you go ask so-and-so for my dildo back? And of course, I was this obedient little girl that just wanted to please everybody, so I'd run to that person's dressing room and ask them for the dildo back, and then everybody would laugh at me. And they were probably 25 to 30 years old, I want to say, but yes, I do remember things like that. I cannot remember what I ate for dinner last night, but these things I remember. So anyway, I interviewed the director of this disturbing series earlier this week, Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz. And I had watched all but the last episodes, and they gave us early screeners. But now I'm caught up. I'm not going to give anything crazy away, but my gosh, how sad, how tragic, and just how gross. So one of the directors, Mary Robertson, she's very talented. They're both very talented. She was the showrunner behind the New York Times documentary Framing Britney Spears and an executive producer on the Peacock original Dr. Death, The Cutthroat Con Man, and also Tricky Dick on CNN, just to name a few. And her counterpart, Emma Schwartz, was a reporter on Frontline and also directed a New York Times documentary, although I can't pinpoint which one, but they do a phenomenal job with the dark side of kids' TV. They really do their research. They are sensitive. They make the people all feel safe in what they are saying. And it gave me Menendez Menudo vibes. I don't know if anyone has seen that documentary on Peacock. If you haven't, you should. It's called Menendez X Menudo. But it really follows Roy Rosello from Menudo, who was so brave in coming out with his story. But he alleges that he was assaulted and abused for years, not only by the manager of Menudo, Edgardo Diaz, but also by Eric and Lyle Menendez's father, Jose. And if you recall, Lyle and Eric are in prison for murdering their parents, which is unspeakable, but their defense was that they were living in hell. Their dad was an incestual pedophile that abused both of them, and allegedly their mother, Kitty, knew all about it. Actually, now that I'm talking about this out loud, I'm wondering why the hell the LA Innocence Project is helping out Scott Peterson and not the Menendez brothers. I'm not saying the Menendez brothers are innocent, but they have served almost 30 years. And it seems like based on today's climate, they should get a new trial, but I could do an entire episode on that. So let's just focus on this. So the dark side of kids' TV, I included a link in the episode notes about the Hollywood dialect coach named Brian Peck. You will hear all about this monster, and I am just shook that what he did and who he was, it wasn't plastered across more headlines when all of this stuff went down. And Mary and Emma remind me that when these crimes occurred, that they involved minors, so everything was sealed. And I totally understand that. But wait until you get to episode 3, I believe it is, with Drake Bell, who speaks out about his sexual assault for the first time. And oh my gosh, it just made me think how many other child stars out there were assaulted and just haven't spoken out because they feel so ashamed. And Drake Bell, he's had his fair share of legal trouble. He was convicted of grooming an underage teen. And yeah, that's not a great look. That's pretty bad. However, look at where he has come from. Look at what he's been through. I do feel like sometimes their vision might be clouded because they are unsure of what's right and wrong. And I'm definitely not making any excuses for what Drake Bell did to this young girl or this teenage girl, but I'm just stating certain things that I've picked up along the way in studying victims of sexual abuse. So let's talk about Dan Schneider. So they touch upon Dan Schneider and the super inappropriate things that he did and the way that he acted during his time at Nickelodeon. And if you can't picture Dan Schneider, he was the Good Burger manager with Kenan and Kel. That's how I always remember him, that chubby guy that's always anxious. And he was also a director for them, a showrunner, an executive. I mean, he did a lot. So they go into some detail about Dan, and they go into detail about Amanda Bynes, which is so fascinating. I mean, her story, I wish she would have participated in this, but they asked her and she declined. They also have a few people on the documentary that I haven't thought about in ages, like Katrina Johnson from All That, and that was just fascinating. Katrina was the cute little girl that played Ross Perot, and she basically says that she was booted for Amanda Bynes. And I'm a millennial, so all of this, like everything they talk about, all the shows they refer to, I used to watch them, so it definitely gave me chills. So I'm not going to give away anything else. But my eyes were opened, and keep your eyes open for some really disturbing clips they play from Nickelodeon from the 90s to the early 2000s that are blatantly sexual. The last thing I'm going to say, look out for this clip of Ariana Grande. She's like
12 or 13, draped over a bed, pouring water down her body, holding a potato and squeezing it like it's a you-know-what. It's so disturbing that we did not pick up on this. But okay, without further ado, here is my interview with directors Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz.
I cannot believe that nobody has covered anything like this before. Truly, I can't believe it. So what drew you to this project?
Thank you for that enthusiastic response.
Of course.
Like many, perhaps like you, a couple years ago, we started noticing these montages online, videos that there were clips from shows that Dan Schneider presided over. And in many of those clips, you saw behavior that was arguably sexual in nature. Ariana Grande on the side of a bed pouring water on her face, a young teen receiving a squirt of a viscous liquid on her face.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And many online were speculating as to the conditions under which these were made. And we thought that was a legitimate line of questioning, had our own curiosity and interest. And I think saw it as not a frivolous question, but a really meaningful question and one that could sort of excavate and unearth a lot more. We then saw the reporting by Kate Taylor and Business Insider. And she was able to advance the understanding on some of what was happening on Schneider's sets. She worked with close to a dozen, mostly anonymous sources. And we wrote Kate a little love letter, and her collaborators at Business Insider, and they agreed to partner, which was wonderful. And then we were able to take their initial source list and do the work of trying to convince these formerly anonymous sources to go on camera. And I think that, fairly early on, we realized that we were in the midst of an important moment. And I think with many stories, there's a period of time in which folks feel as though it's impossible for them to come forward. And then there's a period of time in which the balance seems to shift and momentum picks up. And in this case, I think Jeanette McCurdy's book had also, of course, contributed to that sense of momentum. And it felt as though perhaps finally a door was opening into a dark room and a bit of light was shining.
I think, one of the things that was so fascinating is that, Kate's article was sort of like the genesis of a lot of our digging in. But ultimately, we put together a list and reached out to hundreds of sources. And the people that you see in Quiet on the Set, many of them never were part of that original article and were coming forward for the first time. And, as we began speaking to people, we began to see that this was a much bigger story and that many, many people had been holding so much inside for such a long time, but were now at a place where they were hoping that by sharing their experience, they could shed light and prevent some of the darkness that they had experienced from repeating itself with other people in the future.
Everything that's happened with Drake Bell, obviously he's had some scandals, in the past few years.
Some of the experiences and challenges that he's faced there's some real differences in the real trauma that he experienced with Brian Peck. And I think that, when I first started talking to him, he was in a place in his life where, he was really trying to understand and reexamine the trauma that he hadn't fully processed. And what we wanted to do was provide a space to help him, tell his story. And I think what you see at Quiet on Set is a series that really helps examine the power dynamics of these environments between children, mm-hmm. between adults, between the showrunners, between so many people.
I read this article, I think it was like maybe from a year ago or so, where he experienced so much online bullying that he was suicidal. And it's like, that's another thing now. You add the internet layer into this, and then you've got people saying, that, oh, well, that never happened. That didn't happen. Well, who are you to judge? And this just makes everything so much worse. And, you know, I loved the way that you guys touched upon Amanda Bynes. I'm guessing you guys reached out to her and she just said no.
We tried to reach out to, you know, her and really everyone and anyone that we could think of. Yeah.
You did. Okay. Okay. Just, I know I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to hear from Amanda Bynes. Cause it was so interesting to see how young she was when she was on stage and, you know, doing that comedy act. And gosh, I just watched her on Cameo the other day and, you know, I'm not going to judge, but you know, she had some issues in the past and it's hard to watch.
She is so talented on the Amanda Show. I don't think anyone argues with that. And I think had so
yeah.
much value to so many young girls and boys who grew up watching her for sure. And I think revisiting that material was really meaningful for us to, you know, see the way in which, and I think Saatchi in the program talks about it, the way in which she sort of transcended stereotypes, right? She wasn't.
Yeah.
Sexy or pretty girl. That's not what she was leading with. She was the funny girl. She wasn't the
yeah.
awkward girl. She wasn't, you know, the dorky girl. She was the funny girl. And I think it meant so much to so many people to see, you know, her occupy that space then. And I think there are a lot of people who are rooting for her and really care for her. We wanted to handle her story with real sensitivity and care. And we also wanted to do what we could to advance the understanding and the reporting around what happened to her. And in Quiet on Set, you know, you will learn more about the Amanda Bynes story than you knew before, certainly.
Yes, definitely. And do you think, I mean, I know that Dan Schneider was very close with her father. Do you think anything happened between Dan Schneider and Amanda?
Well, I mean, I think we understand that he was an early mentor. He helped her career. And, you know, clearly when she got to a point where she was trying to emancipate herself and turned to Dan and other representatives in that process. You know, there's a time that she ran away, the police were involved. It's a very delicate and difficult point in anyone's life being a teenager, let alone a teenager in the spotlight and a teenager where everyone is trying to make money off of you. And in this ecosystem of Hollywood, if you were emancipated, you were worth more, right? They could work you longer hours. You didn't have to have a teacher on set. And that is a really challenging environment for anyone to go through. And, you know, when that did not succeed, that led to a fissure between Dan and her and her family. And, you know, she obviously continued in Hollywood and, you know, faced a lot after that as well.
Brian Peck, I cannot believe that was not more public. I mean, that was something that I was, and I, like, I'm a news junkie. So I was just like, wait, how was this not plastered across every headline? And how did he only get 16 months in prison? Because so the fact that these people are just released back onto the street, it gives me insane pause and it makes me sick to my stomach. Are they going to get dragged kind of like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis did with Danny Masterson when this comes out? I wanted to ask you guys, I mean, first of all, I want to say I'm shook at Katrina Johnson. I love that she was part of this. Because I watched all that. But did you bring in anyone, I guess, forensically to just analyze any of their, as they tell you this on set, any of their body language, any of their movements, just to get another layer of eyes? How does that work on a documentary, I guess? Because I'm genuinely just curious.
Yeah, I mean, we engaged in a really rigorous reporting practice. So everything mm-hmm. that included in the film has been substantiated.
Yeah, that's what I always wonder. Like, how, if no one had, I mean, not with Brian Peck, but if certain people haven't been arrested, like, how do you navigate that without having any issues with them? That's like more of a personal question I wanted to ask you guys, like how that works.
A really important question and one that we take, you know, we take our practice very seriously. Do you want to articulate a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when things are important to people, they want to make sure that things are included and that things are accurate. And they often want to work with you to help, you know, double check things. And we work really hard to do that and talk to people, sometimes people who are not willing to go on camera, who are willing to confirm things. And that was a big part of a lot of the material that we were able to include are people that you don't know and you don't see. And they play a big role in helping us feel very solid in what we do put out.
Well, it was, it was amazing. I did not get to watch the last episode yet, but I'm like, it's so good. Like, I mean, wait, really? Oh shit. Oh my gosh. Excuse my language. Okay. Because I'm like, this is so good. This is like exactly what we all need. And, you know, I wanted to say, Mary, I watched all of your New York Times stuff. I'm sorry, Lena's going to kill me, but it's just, you guys are doing really, really important work. And I'm so thankful for you ladies. I really am.
Okay. That was Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz, the directors of Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. I feel like I totally scared them half the time. I just talk so much. I need to shut up. But they were so lovely. And I think everybody needs to watch this docuseries because it is so eye-opening, like I said. So thank you again for listening. If you like this podcast, please rate and subscribe wherever you listen. I've seen some interesting reviews so far, so thank you so much for all of them. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.